Now let's move on. Grants for retrofitting homes with new energy efficient systems have been suspended. The Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland said today that this was a pilot programme, but criticism of the decision to stop the funding has been coming thick and fast. And I'm joined on the line now by the Green Party MEP, Ciarán Cuff. What do you make of this decision?
Well, I think it's a U-turn by the government and by the SEAI. I think it's bitterly disappointing to the individual householders who have applied for this funding. And it's hugely disappointing to the 17 contractors who were planning their business on providing for the needs of the householders.
Well, I have a statement here. I've just been given a statement from the Department of Communications, Climate Action and Environment, and they say that this was a pilot programme which was launched to investigate the challenges and opportunities of deep retrofit in Ireland. So essentially, it was a toe in the water. It was never meant to be a long-term thing, and it's come to an end.
Well, there were commitments given to the hundreds of people who applied for this grant. And I think the stalling of the rollout of the scheme will make life a lot very difficult for the many people who put a huge amount of time and effort into applying for the funding.
Well, they say that any
private scheme, but just, there was an expectation that it would continue for several years.
Just to be clear, they say that any project where a letter of grant offer was issued from the SEAI will receive the payment.
That's all fine, but many others have made very detailed submissions on the basis that their applications would be looked at and that they had a reasonable expectation that the funding would come through. But look, there is a deeper issue here, which is back in January, Taoiseach said that Ireland would be a leader on climate action. And this is the exact opposite of that. We are a laggard. And particularly when we face the prospect of carbon fines kicking in from next year, that could measure up to 120 million euro. This surely should be the time when we're rolling out more grants rather than cutting back on what we already have.
Well, they're saying that a new retrofitting delivery model will group houses together to drive down the cost, leverage smart finance and ensure easy payback methods. So it seems to be, they seem to be saying that, look, we launched this as a pilot to investigate what was going on here in this sector, to find out what the demand is. Now we're going to come up with a sustainable model.
Look, I think they've pulled the plug on what was turning out to be a very popular and successful scheme. I think if the issue is comes down to funding, the government should look at innovative financing through the European Investment Bank or other measures. But I think at a time when all around the world countries are declaring climate emergencies, when Ireland has declared a climate emergency, to pull the plug on a scheme like this is sending out all the wrong messages, and it's penny wise and pound foolish.
So you're saying that this was just too expensive for the government?
Well, I don't have the details of what the full costings were, but the government was up until very recently trying to reassure us that they were doing everything that they could on climate action. And I think there's a question as to when did the government know that they were going to pull the plug on the scheme? Did they know, for instance, in advance of the local and European elections back at the end of May? And if so, why didn't they tell us? I really think that they are giving us conflicting messages on how committed they are to tackling climate change.
And why do you suspect that
they want to be leaders, and on the other, they're pulling the plug?
And why do you suspect that an announcement was delayed here? What evidence do you have for that?
Well, it seems from what the SEAI are saying, they were worried about the funding a lot earlier than August 2019. I suspect that they had their concerns back in the spring. And I wonder, did they know what was going to happen, and did Richard Bruton and his colleagues simply not release that information into the public domain because it was a bad news story?
Well, we have no information to back that up, but you're entitled to say that, and we certainly would welcome a response from the Minister if he is listening. For now, MEP Ciarán Cuff, thank you for joining us on the News at 1.